Good morning, drivers, and welcome to Carl and the Goof, California's only good morning drive time radio. I'm Carl.
And I'm the Goof.
And we are here on a beautiful summer day, giving you the ups, the downs, some music, some interviews, celebrity pop culture, jokes, laughs, and maybe even a few cries.
Goof, and did we mention laughs?
Do we mention laughs? Because if we didn't, let's repeat it one more time. Laughs, baby. Now, speaking of laughs, the Goof is coming hot off of his first, I'll say this, headlining stand-up set.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on. At the Icebox Theater.
I bombed.
I'm sorry,
I bombed.
Goof. Do we not want to get into it?
No, I bombed. No, it was fine. I was there. I was at the Ice House, the Ice Box, and it was fun. You know, it was fun, but they didn't like any of my jokes.
Oh, that's tough, but you did have a good time, you think?
I did. I hit the 2-drink minimum, so we were good there, and everybody else hit the 2-drink minimum, but nobody liked the jokes. We were all a little bit drunk, and I'll tell you, the chicken strips weren't bad.
Well, that's tough to hear, Goof, because I know you like the drinks. I know you like the chicken strips. But the thing that's really hard to hear is a lot of people insisted, and myself included, that if you just get personal, talk about yourself, people will appreciate it. And this whole set was pretty personal and pretty open and honest, right?
It was pretty personal. I started off with a bit about how I burned my feet doing the hot coals on vacation in Hawaii, and I... Ooh, it was tough to come back from there because I described the smell. I described the smell a lot and the pain, and people were not into it much after that.
Well, that's tough because the whole thing with that is we want you to be specific in comedy. That is a big rule in comedy. Specificity really works, but the more specific you were, you lost the audience, you're telling me.
That's exactly right. I wish I would have brought some pies up there or maybe let somebody zip down my pants or spank me with a paddle. I don't know.
Yeah, it's what you usually do right here on Carl and the Goof in the Mornings, and it gets a lot of laughs, but you tried to kind of go unplugged on this one and show people the real Goof, and it sounds like they did not like it.
I went unplugged and I got unsnubbed, aka snubbed. I got not a single laugh in the whole night. So later this afternoon, we're going to fix that by pieing me in the face with, who is it? That's right, Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez will be here to pie me in the face at the end of the episode.
That's right. Selena Gomez is back. She was voted one of the top 10 piers of 2020. The Goof's been pied by all your favorites. Selena Gomez, Chris Hemsworth, Liam Hemsworth, Tom Hanks.
They came on the same day, the brothers.
They came in as brothers, but they did do the pie separately. They each did 2 different pies. Paul Giamatti, one of the kings of the pie, Kristen Bell, and of course, ending it with Malia Obama.
The list is long, folks. Come on and pie me in the face. If you want to be in a raffle to pie me in the face, go to piemeinthefacecom and sign up. Only $6 to buy a raffle ticket. Then we will choose one lucky winner on Christmas to abandon their family and pie me in the face at the mall.
On Christmas, you can leave your family for as much time as you like. We need you for at least 3 hours, though, for setup, prep, miking you, makeup, and the like. And then you get to pie the Goof at the mall, which is one of the hot spots of Christmas in town, which we all know.
No allergies. If you have allergies, do not sign up.
Yes, the only allergy that we're accepting is the Goof's allergy to almonds. So if you want to pie with an almond pie, it'll be especially funny. We'll have a Martin Short and Pure Luck kind of vibe.
That's right. Get an almond near me and I blow up.
And Goof, I got to say right here on the air, I'm sorry I didn't get to make your stand-up set. I was, of course, doing the celebrity softball tournament, local celeb softball tournament. I was announcing and umpiring, which was a real blast and a half for
me. Now, how do they do that? Did they put a little head mic on you or were you doing handheld?
They tried the head mic, but I couldn't get it under the ump's mask because I wanted my mask to be tight as it can possibly be so that the lift and the pull down I could have full control over.
I know you like to make a lot of flamboyant last-second calls where you got to throw off the mask to get a good look.
Yes, I got to get a good look and make sure, if anybody is sliding into anywhere, mask is coming up for a look and then a big call from Carl at home plate. Or I was running to all the bases for all the calls, first, second, third. I was doing a call and, of course, announcing the game.
You're the home plate umpire making calls at second. You run right past the pitcher to get your face in there?
That's right, which caused some drama because it was it was the first ever bench clearing umpire brawl. The umpires got into it on the field. I got into a fight with local celebrity Robbie the Choo Choo. We all know Robbie. He's the only man that makes choo choo sounds.
Robbie the Choo Choo.
Well, coming up at the top of the hour, we've got a fantastic interview with the makers of the new documentary.
Boy, yoing.
That's right. It's the documentary about the invention of springs. I'm very fascinated to hear what they've got to say.
Now, I hope these guys are a little bit more interesting than their film, because for me, it was a snooze fest.
Folks, I think Carl and I can both agree, the name really makes you think you're going to get a silly, funny, springy movie.
I thought it was going to be about slinkies.
Yes, we thought it was going to be a slinky experience. We thought there would be a lot of boings, a lot of sound effects. It is one of the driest films you will ever see on the invention of anything.
Tens, don't forget we have the weather. Every day we have the weather. Will they or won't they? Tell us how it is outside. Have you been good? Have you been bad? We'll see on Weather the Weather.
That's right. That's Weather the Weather. Well, we have two people do the weather for on the 10, every 10, and we see if by the end of the show they fall in love. Will they or won't they, as they're doing the weather together?
It's a complicated segment, but we found that it really brings in the viewers.
Every 10, because you get to know... You get to know if there's been any weather changes in the last minutes, and you get to check in on this early morning date between two new correspondents on the show. Today we've got my good friend Rebecca.
And we have my worst enemy, Daniel. Now, this guy punked me all through childhood. He really hurt my feelings in elementary school, and he used to kick my shins at the desk. If it were up to me, this guy would not date anybody and die alone. Will Rebecca like him, though? I don't know. He seems to do well with women.
Well, I will say, Daniel, I know you hate him, but I got to thank Daniel because it feels like he prepared you to be the goof a little bit with all the goofs he did on you growing up.
Oh, yes. I did not want to be a class clown, but apparently everybody loved pranking me, so I had to adopt it or else it was just mean.
For those of you that don't know, the Goof is an amazing improv trumpet player. This guy can play jazz trumpet with the best of them. He had an incredible career ahead of him. Juilliard trained, but ended up getting punked so many times, it was the only real thing that people knew him for.
They never talk about the punks at Juilliard. They really don't, but they really should. I was lined up to play with Satchmo, all the greats. But no, I was destroyed. I had to put down my trumpet, my trombone, and my drums. That's right, I was a three-instrument valedictorian. And I had to put them all down and adopt this persona to be on the radio.
You figured if you can't beat them, join them. You put down one of the most interesting acts of all time, an improvised jazz-style drum, trumpet, and what was the third one?
Trombone. Saxophone?
Trombone. That's two mouth organs that he was switching between as he was drumming. And drums obviously do take your hands also, so it's a very interesting show to watch. And not a surprise that the Goof is very good at physical comedy, which we'll see in about 30 minutes when Selena Gomez hits him with an almond whipped cream pie.
Oh, God, my throat is closing up.
Just thinking of it. Now, folks, if you're on the 5 freeway, be careful. The zoo is being built.
That's right. They're still building the zoo, and they are bringing in the animals two by two. Who's in charge of this thing? Moses? Because I'll tell you what, there's a big flood around the water part, and they cannot get the freeway dry. It is causing a lot of slipping and sliding, and there are seven accidents in 1 square mile off of Sunset.
Yes, looking at the SITS report, is that what it's called? The SITS report is what we'll call it. We do have eight crashes on Sunset because the zoo is going right through the water park, the 2x2 animals. We do have a lion and a bear on the loose, so folks, keep an eye out for that. Make sure if you see the lion or the bear, do not scare them. They're already terrified is what we're getting from the city here.
That's right. The zoo said these animals are all very scared. These were low-rent zoo animals. They got everybody's last option because this is the expansion zoo. there's only a certain amount of zoos that can be in the country, and this one's an expander. So they had to pull all the worst animals, the most scared animals, the most rabid animals from all the other zoos to make this one. So be careful out there. And if you're at the water park, I would say go home.
I would say go home because it is looking pretty clear that one of the sharks has gotten loose, and this one is... the first thing a shark will do if it gets loose on land is look for water. So be careful at the water park. The sharks are attracted to the water there.
But if you are on the 5 going north, make sure to check out the Sandwich Spot in Cahuenga Hills, California. Have you ever had a sandwich this crunchy, this soft, and this devoid of fillings? That's right, we're all about the bread. Come on down to the Sandwich Spot for a bread and mayo sandwich only. We're saving money and we're keeping it yummy.
And why stop at the sandwiches at the Sandwich Spot? Now we've got a one sandwich free drink special where all you get with the drink is water. It's just an ice cold water with your toasted bready crunchy sandwich. And try the new Goof sandwich there. The Goof was lucky enough to get a sandwich named after him. It is rye bread, butter, and toasted.
That's right. It's a sandwich made of toasted rye. It's really just toast put together as a sandwich.
They are all about the bread at the Sandwich Spot on Cahuenga, and I will go in and mention the Goof and get 50% off your cup of soda, which is iced water.
That's right.
And we are just at the tent, so let's check in with Rebecca and Daniel on their date and on the weather.
I guess on our first date, I would take you to, I don't know, the Venice Canals and a nice Italian dinner and read you a poem that I've already written for you. But I'm not going to share with you just yet.
Well, I got to say, that sounds very romantic. I love poetry, and it sounds hot and heavy, almost as hot and heavy as the weather pattern we have coming in from the ocean right now.
It looks like I'm seeing this weather pattern. It is very interesting, but I'm not sure if I want to share it.
Oh, yeah, let's keep that weather pattern to us for now. I like a little secret. Esther Perel says that it's the basis of all good relationships.
Yes, absolutely. Now, have you been listening to the new Esther Perel podcast?
I have. It is just enlightening, I would say, to hear people. I was actually on the podcast. I guess I kind of name dropped it. But
I was driving in here and I was sweating bullets, but not because of the weather, because I refused to roll down my windows or turn on my AC. No clues as to how the weather was.
That's right. We don't know how the weather is, but I just got a lot of sweat on the microphone here. Let me just rub that off. But that is because I'm so nervous from this potentially hot 6 a.m. date I'm going on with Daniel. Okay, the Goof, that sounds a little disappointing to you. Daniel and Rebecca is a bit of a love connection I'm noticing so far there.
That guy was a class A prick, wasn't he?
He did sound a little bit like a cheese dick to me, but he was being sweet, and we'll see where that goes. Obviously, Rebecca,
he was a real piece
of
shit, from what I heard, a real piece of shit. I mean, he wrote her a poem before they've even gone on the date. Back off, pervert, am I right?
Okay, so the Goof is writing off Daniel as big pervert. Go ahead and call in and let us know on the vote line, pervert or suavecito.
Pervert or suavecito.
Well, that is the will they, won't they. Well, I hope we find out a little bit about the weather, especially if you're on the road right now trying to figure out, or leaving for the road trying to figure out what to wear. Stick around on the 10. We'll let you know, hopefully, what the weather's going to be like outside for today.
Now, Carl, we have got to get down to business.
Mm-hmm.
We all saw the news this week, and I think the whole world is wondering, what do you think? When Jake Paul fought Malala, what do you think of the result? Was it a fair match? Was it called fairly? And what's the rundown? Because you were there ringside.
I was there ringside, and it was one of the most exciting matches I've ever been to. I had a lot of money on Jake Paul, and I came out rich. Folks.
I lost my house on Malala. I thought for sure she was going to change his mind, and the fight wouldn't even go through physically, just sort of be more of a debate of ideas.
Well,
Jake Paul pummeled Malala right away.
I'm sorry to say, folks, that the fight was not called fairly. They should have called it after the first round. She was overmatched. I think we all thought, hey, if she's fighting, this must have been prepared in some sort of way. It was a pretty tough thing to watch, but I won a ton of money on it. And she's been through so much in her life. This is just another thing to get through. And at least she got a big payday. They both did on that. Jake Paul fights Malala.
And you're an investor in weird celebrity fights. Now, was this a successful fight for you guys, or are you trying to see something else? Is this kind of what you guys are going for?
Well, the internet wasn't happy about this one, folks. So we are getting a lot of flack. I know they say no press is bad press, but a lot of people are saying we are devaluing human life for entertainment. Well, will we be devaluing human life for entertainment when Kanye and Kim's children go up against coked up Mike Tyson? This is going to be the fight of the century. There's more kids than there are Mike Tysons, and Mike Tyson is trying to stay sober, so this is going to be very fascinating to see what happens.
I got my money on Mike Tyson. I mean, I think him on cocaine, he's really going to beat the shit out of those kids.
The smart money is on Mike Tyson, absolutely. But these kids are angry. Their parents are going through a public divorce. I think they've got to kind of have a little bit of fight in them. It's just, are they going to be a bunch of young kids who are untrained going to be able to take on iron, angry, coked up Mike Tyson? I'm worried for the kids, folks.
Well, that is going to be an exciting one. But I think there's one other thing we got to talk about here, Carl. We got to talk about these pictures of you at the fight. We got a picture of you wolfing down a hot dog. That is just, I gotta say it, it's unfortunate. The timing was unfortunate.
That's right. Real quick before we get into Wolfing Down the Hot Dog, top of the hour, we have got Selena Gomez. Got the half hour coming into Almond Pie, the goof in the face. And maybe the goof. Hoping the goof gets some laughs after he bombed telling secrets about his life on stage in the icebox. Then we've got Malia Obama coming in to talk about her new children's book. Are you the son or daughter of the president? I am. And of course,
relatable.
On the 10, we've got Daniel and Rebecca. Will they or won't they? And will you find out about the weather? But let's get into the unfortunate photo of me eating a hot dog. Folks, you found out on social media. I eat hot dogs weird. I eat the bread first, then I eat all the outsides of the hot dog, then I pretend it's a mustache and I put the edges inside my mouth and I kind of take little nibbles in my mouth as if I'm eating my own mustache. It was caught for the world to see.
Oh, this really went around. This was on Perez Hilton. This was on Imus. This was on CNN. This was everywhere. This hot dog, you eating it, turning it into a mustache, eating the casing, then eating the meat on the inside only after you've treated it as a mustache. Oh, my God. Some people are thinking, did this guy even go to school? Did this guy even graduate kindergarten? Because he is still a child.
Everybody out there roasting Carl for the way he eats. I'm going to say it here and now. Cancel culture is too much. Now I can't eat a hot dog a certain way. It is unbelievable.
Not that way.
I am just trying to watch Jake Paul fight renowned survivor Malia. All she wanted to do was go to school. And now she is fighting Jake Paul. And it is an amazing story what she's gone through. And all of a sudden, the top story of the night is Carl eats a hot dog so weird did he even go to school. No mention of my beautiful date, by the way, who was...
I didn't see her. All we saw was you eating that first hot dog all weird. Then the second dog squirted out of the bun right away and you were crawling around under the seats to grab the second hot dog.
That's right, and I'd like to say this. I didn't know they put mics down there. There is audio circling around the internet of me.
Crystal clear audio.
I'm going through a bit of an emotional experience on the hot dog. I'm having a conversation with myself about whether or not it's okay.
You know what? I think we have some of that audio here. Why don't we go ahead and play it right now? This is, again, Carl searching for his second foot-and-a-half-long hot dog.
Okay, where could it be? Oh, Jesus, it's filthy down here. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I wore my muddy shoes today. All right, do I eat the hot dog is the big question. Hey, of course you eat the hot dog. I mean, you paid for it, but do you want to embarrass yourself?
Now, I just got to stop you here and say, you're having a full conversation with yourself, really debating whether or not to eat the hot dog.
Yes.
You could just do it or not do it. Now, are you trying to psych yourself up here? I don't know. Let's keep listening.
Look. Anna Nicole Smith's daughter doesn't go to a boxing match with anybody. She came with you. Eat the hot dog down here. She won't even notice. Eat it fast. Don't eat it your weird way. Just enjoy the hot dog.
Oh, sounds like she noticed, folks. Sounds like she noticed he was down there scrounging around for a second 18-inch dog.
Oh, good news. The hot dog didn't even fall on the ground, Anna Jr., so...
Yes, it did.
Well, no. Well, it fell on this area here, but it didn't fall on the dirty floor as much. It must have landed on the top of my feet.
Why are your pants
unbuttoned? Because I wanted to fit into some nice pants.
Are you replacing your penis with the big hot dog?
No, I wanted to fit in nice pants is all. Look. Oh, my God. But look at what I'm working with down there. Is that exciting for anybody else?
Oh, my God. That's just the hot... Is that a third hot dog? I don't believe you have an 18-incher.
8, 9, 10. She's down, folks. She's down for the count.
Oh, Malala. They got the 10 count on Malala in the hot dog recording. A double burn.
Well, folks, I'll say, I didn't want to put anybody on blast, but Anna Nicole Smith's daughter is a mean person. She's rude. She's disrespectful. And I wouldn't go on a date with her if I were you. I'm putting that out there right now for everyone to hear.
Well, you wouldn't go on a second date with her if you were you.
Well,
Or would you? If she called you now, here's my question. It looked like you were hitting it off until the hot dogs came. It looked like you guys were really hitting it off. Would you go on date number two if she promised to forget about the hot dog?
Well, she was so rude about the hot dog. What else is she going to be judgmental of? Because I am an interesting guy. I make interesting choices with some of the things I do.
True.
I wear, like, for example, I wear bathing suits with the mesh lining as my underwear. That's how I feel safe and protected. Is she going to make fun of me for that? I don't know on this evening.
You still wear JNCO jeans.
I still wear JNCO jeans, yeah. They have skinny jeans now, but they still, even the skinnies are JNCO skinny. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, my brother. Absolutely. Skinny JNCOs, sponsored of our next segment, Are There Knees In There? Skinny JNCOs.
That's right. Are There Knees In There? This is where we look at pictures of different celebrities on red carpets, maybe getting caught on a walk, and seeing if there are knees in the pants that the celebrities are wearing.
First up, we have Adam Sandler in his classic giant basketball shorts, and we're wondering... Are there knees in there?
Go ahead and Google Adam Sandler and his giant basketball shorts so you can play along at home because this is a visual game.
Find any 30 or 40 images of him in these giant basketball shorts. Several types, kinds, and colors. Let us know if he's got knees.
Don't just Google comedic celebrity giant shorts because the first 50 will be Kevin Smith. Yes. Say Adam Sandler, big shorts.
We've already closed the file on Kevin Smith. The answer is no. That's why he wears the big baggies.
Yes, no knees on Kevin Smith, who obviously we have had a bad relationship with ever since he came in to promote Zach and Miriam Made a Porno and would not make a porno with us live on the air.
Bullshit. Don't tell me about a porno and then get mad when I'm naked.
You're trying to get good.
Yeah, okay. You show up and I'm naked. Don't get mad at me, man.
Looking at these JNCO jeans, the JNCO jeans presents, are there knees in there? Adam Sandler, I'm going to say yes, there are knees in this one. What do you think, the goof?
Me too. I've seen this guy ball, and he can move. There's definitely knees in there.
Okay, go ahead and give us a go. Oh, we've got someone in on the line right here. Let's see what they have to say.
Hey, hello. Yeah, I just Googled the photos, and I think there's knees in there.
Yeah, we agree. We agree. What's your name, caller?
Oh, my name is Steven. And I work for the city. I build stadiums for the city.
Wow, that's amazing. How many jobs have you ever had?
I have had two.
Two, yeah, because there's two stadiums in the city.
We need more stadiums. And I'm calling to say we need more stadiums.
Okay. No. Quick. This is not a political thing, guys.
No. For the last time, Are There Knees In There is not political. Please do not call in with any sort of political opinions. We just want to know if there's knees in Adam Sandler's shorts. Next caller, are there knees in there?
Hey, I was looking at Sandler, and I don't think he's got knees. I mean, with those shorts on, he kind of looks like a chode.
You think it's chode body on Sandler, no knees. And what's your name, caller?
My name is Samantha.
And Samantha, where are you calling from?
Sorry, I've been working up the nerve to call you guys for a really long time, and thank you so much for the opportunity. I really love being on the air.
Oh, love to have a fan calling in, Samantha. Thank
this
you so much.
This lady's obsessed.
All right, the goof. It's okay to have fans.
No, I'm not obsessed. Right? I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller.
That's great. That's a great way to say that. It's how most people would have said it, but we appreciate the preamble and the love, Samantha. Samantha, is there anybody you'd like to dedicate the pie to the face on the half hour from Selena Gomez to?
I would really love to dedicate the pie in the face to Bob Barker. Maybe you know him. He is the host of once famous Wheel of Fortune. And,
no.
Wheel of Fortune, I think. And I just really always wanted to thank him for all the entertainment. So when the goof gets pied, I want you just to think about Bob Barker from Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. We'll dedicate it to Bob Barker, and as Samantha requests, if you make a request for dedication, we have to say it. It's going to be Bob Barker for Wheel of Fortune, which he never hosted. I don't know if she was thinking of Pat Sajak, or if she's thinking about Bob Barker, but she's mistaking Wheel of Fortune for The Price is Right.
My throat's closing up!
That means Serena is getting closer and closer with the pie. It is within the range of the air conditioning system because it is getting into the goof's throat. Now, the goof, do you have your EpiPen today?
Absolutely not.
Uh-oh, let's keep the medics on avail.
That's right. Now, are we talking full almonds in this pies or an almond paste? Because if there's almond paste, I might just be able to run to the bathroom, do a couple pukes and poops, and be fine to go. But if there's actual sliced, real thick almonds in there, I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, that's up to Serena, and I don't want to spoil the surprise for you, the goof, because half the laugh is finding out which types of thing is in the pie. Isn't that right?
That's right. Serena Gomez is going to come throw this pie in my face. And no, she is not the Selena Gomez. You know, this is Serena Gomez, a local neighborhood girl who was kicked out of school for wearing too short of shoes.
Big...
And what do you think of that, Carl?
We hear Carl the Goof do not abide that sort of, honestly, misogynistic.
It's misogynistic.
Paternalistic. Fascistic and paternalistic.
Fascistic.
And so we're letting Serena pie every man in the face, metaphorically, with whatever pie she has made for the Goof today.
Oh, God, that is wrong.
And the goof's throat is closing up. Maybe we'll give him a chance to have some water before getting pied in the face and go. We're running a little late at the weather and the will they, won't they attend. Daniel, Rebecca, what's the weather like down there and how's the date going?
You wish, Bob. Now, I know your name's not Bob, but I am not going to just tell you the weather like that. I'm in the middle of asking my three questions to Rebecca here. Rebecca.
Yeah, he insisted on going through the New York Times like questions to fall in love thing, but I think he lost the questions because he's just trying to do them from memory.
I remember the first three.
Okay.
So my question number two is, by the way, number one, you passed with flying colors. Number two
I don't think
is.
That's how it works.
Okay. Number two is, if you could go out to dinner anywhere you wanted and you had to pay, where would it be?
Okay, so I guess kind of the point of the question is like, if what could I afford but would still go anywhere I wanted?
I'm there too. It is for both of us.
I'm paying for both of us.
Well, this is New York Times.
Well, the old spaghetti factory in the Inland, there's one in the Inland Empire.
Yeah.
I really like the kitschiness of that place as a date, and I also love a pasta dinner. Isn't that a place where you can throw peanuts on the ground, or am I making that up?
I think you're confusing two places, but I don't think that's an Italian restaurant.
Well, I guess I would go to an Italian restaurant where you could throw the peanuts on the ground. So whatever that is what I would do.
Wow. I really like that answer. You are quirky.
Yeah. I guess, would you serve peanuts at an Italian restaurant? Even they don't really go together, but hey, I'm a graphic designer. I don't know if you haven't actually asked.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Okay, yeah. I was wondering if you were curious about me at all.
Well, yeah. Let me get to the third question.
Okay, yeah. I'm just going to have a big glass of ice water here. I'm just so thirsty. I'm sweating so much.
Oh, my God. You're right. It is blank in here. My third question is, of course, do you put out on the third date, and then do you do it forever after that?
Wow, you are a real pig. You know that?
These are from the New York Times.
I just... Oh, that, I mean, I guess this is a good way to know that whether or not you'll fall in love with someone. If someone asks a question like that and you're not turned off, maybe you could fall in love with them. I'm a little turned off. Okay, sounds like things got a little sour for Daniel down there. How do you think it's going for him, Goof?
Hell yes, that dude is bombing. Everybody knew he was a sick, perverted freak. So what if someone sent him fake questions from the New York Times to get him screwed? This guy's blowing it.
Oh, that's tough news for Daniel to hear. I don't know if you heard that, but it looks like Daniel has walked into a bit of a trap. Maybe from the goof, is doing a goof of his own. Speaking of goofs, Serena's in the room. Here comes the pie. And bang-o! Almonds everywhere. Those are whole almonds. Some shredded almonds on top. Great. And the goof is going down, and it looks like he's searching for an EpiPen somewhere. Goof, how you doing over there? And here come the medics. But the medics, of course, are slipping on the bananas. They have to go through the banana room. And this is hilarious, folks. Go on to carlandthegoof.com to see the paramedics falling on bananas, trying to fix the anaphylaxis inside of the goof. Okay, and now Serena is doing a second pie on the goof's crotch. Unzipped his pants.
And everything. Allergic zone.
Oh, no, he's the most allergic down there. We did not know that, but we learned something new every day. And people are laughing way harder than they were when the goof talked about himself personally at the icebox.
Why did all these goof- people get into the studio? Oh, my most allergic zone is my penis.
And here come the paramedics, and they're doing the EpiPen right into the goof's... Uh-oh, it's his butt, folks.
Oh, God, the one place my EpiPen does opposite.
Oh, no, it's... It's blowing him up even more. And the goof is a big balloon here, folks. Things are looking literally disgusting. The goof is floating away and right into the Macy's Day Parade. We're going to follow the goof out right now on the parade. And we are seeing the California Macy's Day Parade happening right now. We've got a close-up on the goof. We've got the goof cam going on his face. And uh-oh, it looks like he is going right past a loose gorilla, and the gorilla thinks he's a fun balloon to play with, and the gorilla is batting the goof around. This is one of the escape gorillas from Moses' Ark, going right through. Oh, and he has fallen right into what looks to be the blood-filled waters of Hurricane Harbor. Uh-oh, Goof, watch out for the sharks.
Hey, don't. Don't eat me, shark.
Oh, he's playing with them, and the sharks have taken a big bite out of the goof.
The sharks got my leg.
Imagine, folks, if you will, sharks popping a man like a balloon, and the goof has been popped, and people are laughing. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the goof's family, who are going to be dealing with some medical bills right now. We're going to have to take a break, but remember, at the top of the hour, we've got Malia Obama coming in to talk about her book, Are You the Daughter or Son of the President? I Am. And then we'll be checking on the Will They, Won't They date. Thoughts and prayers to the goof life and family. And, of course, we hope the zoo finishes soon. Oh, we got another caller coming in. Hi, caller. What are you calling about?
Hi, this is the goof's mother. I just wanted to say we kind of let him go a long time ago, and we'd like it if you could please not reference us on the air.
Wow, you heard it here, folks. The goof being disowned by his family live on the air right after his silly explosion from a shark bite. We've got Mrs. Goofina on the line. Mrs. Goofina, how you doing today?
No, I don't want
not even the name. What can we call you, Mrs. Goofina?
Well, I guess you can call me Mrs. Goofina, but I didn't want to, like, do a joke or do a bit on the show is what I meant.
Okay, Mrs. Goofina. Well, at the top of the hour, Malia Obama's coming in to promote her book and also eat a sandwich that's with a goof special. That's a rye bread and butter sandwich toasted. Malia Obama, we'll see if she likes the goof sandwich as much as the shark liked the real-life goof. We got to take a break. Folks, don't touch that dials. And have a wonderful break.
And we're out. Great job, Carl. Way to roll with the punches.
Thank you. Is he okay? How's he looking out there?
No, I think he's exploded.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's exploded. We're going to have to get a really strong EpiPen to get him back together.
Okay, but it's all it'll take is an EpiPen?
Let's hope so.
Hey, paramedics, I got to shake your guys' hands. You guys really handled that banana room really well. Really funny stuff in there.
Did you see me pull down a zipper? That was on purpose. I do some groundlings.
Oh, really? Yeah. All right, man.
Yeah, I do some groundlings. I do some characters.
What's your name? Or what's the character you do?
Big Terry.
Uh-huh, and what's his thing?
Well, he's a plumber, uh-huh. And he wears sort of it like looks like this EMT suit, but I put some stuff on it.
Uh-huh. What's the joke is, I guess, what I'm saying.
Well, his name's Big Terry, and he's all, his butt crack's always coming out because he's a plumber.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
I only did 101. But I go see a lot of shows.
Well, hey, nice to meet you. What was your name?
Gary.
Gary, nice to meet you, man. Always nice to meet a fan.
Nice to meet you, too. Big fan, really big listener.
Stuff. Oh, great. Yeah.
Did you ever do Groundlings or?
Yes, I went through the whole program and I did Sunday Company for a little while there, yeah.
Wow, congratulations. I hear that's really hard.
It's tough to get into, yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah, I got a meeting right after 101. They said you're done.
Oh, they made you stop doing the classes?
Well, they didn't make me, but they just said, yeah, you're done.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry about your friend.
Well, they say with one EpiPen, he'll be okay. I'm a little dubious about that. He was batted around like a gorilla by a gorilla and then bit by a shark, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, good luck. If you guys ever need anybody for a sketch or anything, let me know.
Hey, thanks so much. We actually do this thing called Carl's Cookies, or the Goof's Cookies, where he sends cookies to a diabetic, but it's all actors, so maybe we'll hire you for one of those. It's not.
Really, I would love that. I would love that.
Great. Nice to meet you.
All right. Thank you.
The door's that way.
You got it. I'll be heading out of it.
All right, have a good one, man.
All right.
Oh, sure, yeah, fill up your water bottle. That's fine.
Hey, sorry about that. Sorry, he's gone now. I'm sorry, I should have screened him more. I didn't think he was going to, like, talk to you or anything. Sorry about
me
that.
Me neither. Just don't let it happen again, but me neither.
Okay, cool. So you're cool with it.
And, folks, we're back in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.